Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
My anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. When I'm in rescue, you are my ransom. When I'm in shelter, you are my home. When I am weak, Lord, you're what I reach for. Lord, I believe whatever I need, Jesus, you are.
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. Today's message is one that hits close to home. It's about those moments when we know what God is asking of us, but we hesitate, question, or flat out go the other way. We're talking about the dangers of disobedience. This isn't about fear or shame. It's about understanding how powerful our choices are and how much God longs for our trust. Whether you're facing a small decision or a major life shift, this message will encourage you to walk in step with Him, even when the way forward feels unclear. Let's get into the Word and let the Word transform us. Today's topic is dangers of disobedience, and the Bible text is from Jonah chapter 1, verse 1 to 3.
Jonah chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. The word of the Lord came to Jonah son of Amittai, "Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me." But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. He went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for that port. After paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord.
Hey there, dear friends. Welcome back. I'm so glad you've tuned in today. Today's topic is the dangers of disobedience. Let me begin with a story that struck a deep chord in my heart, one I read in John Ortberg's book. If you want to walk on water, you've got to get out of the boat. Ortberg shared the story of Florence Chadwick, the first woman to swim the English Channel in both directions. In 1952, she attempted to swim from Catalina Island to the California coast, a 26-mile journey. The day was foggy and cold, and after swimming for 15 hours, Florence begged to be taken out of the water. Her mother, who was in a boat nearby, encouraged her to keep going, telling her she was close. But exhausted and disoriented by the thick fog, Florence quit, only to discover that the shore was less than half a mile away. Later, she said, "I'm not excusing myself, but if I could have seen the shore, I might have made it." Now you might be wondering, what does this have to do with disobedience? Here's the connection. Sometimes, like Florence, we find ourselves in a fog of fear, confusion, pressure, or even pride, and we quit trusting God's direction. We step out of His will, even when we're just a short distance from His promises. Disobedience, in essence, is choosing our own way when the going gets tough. And just like Florence, we miss out on something beautiful that was within reach. Let's talk about Jonah. You know, God gave Jonah a clear command: go to Nineveh and preach against it. Jonah 1 verse 2. But Jonah ran in the opposite direction toward Tarshish. Why? Because he didn't like the assignment. It didn't make sense to him. Nineveh was the enemy. Why should they get grace? Let me ask you, have you ever felt that way? Like God's instruction was just too hard, too inconvenient, or even unfair? Disobedience may seem harmless in the moment, just one small detour, but it always carries consequences. Jonah's disobedience caused a storm, not just in his life, but in the lives of those around him. The sailors were terrified. They lost their cargo. And Jonah himself, he ended up in the belly of a fish. Jonah 1 verse 4 to 17. God is merciful, yes, but obedience is the pathway to peace, protection, and purpose. It's not about rules, it's about trust. Let's look at another verse. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1 to 2 says, "If you fully obey the Lord your God, All these blessings will come on you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God. See that? Obedience unlocks blessing. But the same chapter also warns of curses and calamities when we walk in disobedience. It's not about punishment. It's about the natural consequences of walking away from the one who sees the whole picture. Now pause with me for a second and ask yourself this. Is there any area of your life where you're resisting God's nudge? Maybe he's calling you to forgive someone, or to take a leap of faith, or to let go of something that's holding you back. Are you obeying or justifying disobedience? Here's the beautiful truth, though. Even in our disobedience, God doesn't give up on us. Jonah prayed in the belly of the fish, and God gave him a second chance. And Florence Chadwick? She tried again 2 months later. This time, the fog was just as thick. But she made it. Why? Because she kept a mental image of the shoreline in her mind. Friends, obedience to God may not always feel easy. Sometimes it might not even make sense. But it will always lead you to your true shore. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 to 6 encourages us. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. So today, as you step into your day, I want to leave you with three simple questions to reflect on. Is God calling me to do something I've been hesitating to obey? What fears or fog might be clouding my decision? Do I trust that his way, even when it's hard, is best for me? Let's not let fear, pride, or pressure rob us of what God has in store. Obedience may feel risky, but it's the safest place to be, right in the center of his will. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gentle reminders in your word. Today, we surrender our will to yours. Where we've strayed in disobedience, forgive us. Where we've hesitated, give us courage. Help us to trust you fully, even when we don't understand the full picture. May our hearts be sensitive to your voice and our steps aligned with your purpose. Lead us in obedience and let your blessings follow. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. Thanks for spending these few moments with me today. If this message spoke to your heart, take it with you, live it out, choose obedience, share it with someone, and remember, you're never too far from a second chance with God. Go into your day with confidence, with clarity, and with courage. Until next time, keep walking in faith.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Joshua chapter 7 and chapter 8. And for the evening, Luke chapter 2 verse 25 to 52. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like she'd be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us. Mm.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.